Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We need somebody who can cover it all. And nobody does it better than the great Kevin Cooney, who is on the line with us right now. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
All right, Kev, let's go back to earlier in the week, because you have been around a while, and you've gone to many different press conferences, news conferences, and Zoom conferences. How impressed were you with the performance this week of Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie?
It took John Middleton's weird Gabe Kapler press conference off the hook as the worst press conference in Philadelphia sports history. It was that bad. It was delusional, to be honest, on where his organization is, why it's in the position it is, and especially the person who has put it in the spot where it is, and that's the general manager.
It's Kev. I have never seen a man more disconnected from logic than he is. Here's the real issue, though. This is the one everybody was asking at the end. His loyal, devout, blind devotion to Howie Roseman. Why?
It's very weird. I mean, think about how long him and Joe Banner were together. And obviously there was a relationship that preceded that, from when they were kids. But even at that point, Jeff was able to cut ties when he felt that Banner was becoming detrimental to the franchise. Okay, so to be honest, when you have that type of relationship and you're able to cut it through, you should be able to get rid, to look at the situation right now with Howie. The fact that he's on head coach number 4, which is unheard of in the National Football League.
Yeah,
for a GM. I think also, Angelo, what came through out of all that, and I think it is the arrogance, and the arrogance of the organization on, we have 5 GMs lying around here, that 5 guys who could be GMs anywhere. He came real close to the old GM factory line that, obviously Howie did with the quarterbacks. They won one Super Bowl, okay? They followed that up with 2-9-7 seasons in a weak division that put them into the playoffs, okay? At some point, you aren't talking about the Patriots who had a 20-year run. You're not talking about the Steelers who have gone through 3 head coaches in 55 years. You're talking about an organization that has been very mediocre except for one lightning in a bottle a year. And the idea that you can't change anything because look how well we've done just doesn't hold up. It's not reality at this point.
Absolutely correct. All right, we got a story breaking right now. A few hours ago, this was posted on the Michael Irvin podcast. Troy Aikman is the only one who has actually talked to Doug Peterson from the media so far. And the issue that Doug got fired because the assistants were not approved by his bosses does not appear true. I'm going to play for you what Troy Aikman said on that podcast for your reaction. Here it is, Ken.
I reached out to Doug Peterson yesterday when I heard the news, and I'm surprised. What I gathered, and I don't know, I don't have any insight, but what I gathered it came down to was a difference of opinion as to how they were moving forward at the quarterback position is what I sensed. I sensed that, you know, here Jeff Lurie, the owner, has paid a lot of money to Carson Wentz, and they're on the hook with him. They can't get out of that contract, you know, right away. And yet it's my belief that Doug Peterson felt that Jalen Hurts was probably the quarterback going forward. And how does that mesh?
He got fired because he thinks Hurts is better than Wentz. What do you think, Kev?
You know, it would make sense given what we've heard in the last year or so about how their relationship has deteriorated, that Peterson wanted to move forward. Doug was always seemed like he was more comfortable with other guys anyway than Wentz. And I think that's going to be one thing when we look at the Peterson era. You know, I'll be fascinated when he actually does talk. And he may not completely answer this, you know, on the record, but I'm sure we'll find out. What was the reason why these two never quite got it right? And I think that's going to be critical for Eagle fans going forward because, look, Carson Wentz is going to be here. Carson Wentz is not going to get traded. He's not going to, because of the contract. It's pretty clear. So whoever they're going to bring in here is going to try to rehab it. But to make sure you had the right fit, you better know why it broke down between Wentz and Peterson.
All right, I'm going to answer that for you, all right? Because it seems like Nick Foles had no problem with Doug. Seems like Hurts had no problem with Doug. Doug wasn't the problem. Wentz is the problem. And I'm going to tell you something else, Kev. None of these guys that they're interviewing, they may give them all the lip service they want. Yeah, I'm going to rehab Wentz. He's not rehabable because I don't think he even wants to be here. All right? I don't think he likes the scrutiny that this city gives him. It's a bad fit. He had three quarters of one good year. Not enough.
And that's true. I mean, I can't argue that. I mean, you look at the way that the offense flowed with other guys in there, and it never fit right with Wentz. And that tells you that Doug has an idea on what he's doing and the ability to adjust, okay? Obviously, he adjusted with Foles. He obviously adjusted. The offense looked better with Hurts than it did with Wentz this year, which tells you, like, is this Wentz was stubborn? Was Wentz only going to want to play one type of system? He didn't want to do the RPOs maybe that Foles did and all that. And if that's the case, that's a much bigger problem going for the Eagles going forward, because you're right. It's almost like the new head coach when he comes in is just going to get run over by the quarterback at this point.
All right, let's play that out. All right, Kev, they hire a new head coach. Obviously, the only way he can win the interview is tell these guys that Wentz is his guy, because that's what got Doug fired. He wanted Hurts. So Wentz, Wentz is my guy. And Wentz comes out and he doesn't look any better now than he did last year. There's no reason to believe he would. How are you going to justify to the players in that locker room that you are going with a lesser quarterback because that's how you got the job? How is that going to work for anybody's benefit?
Well, I think I don't think it's going to matter that much, because the guys who are going to be in that locker room next year because of all the salary cap ramifications that they have are just going to be happy to be in the National Football League, because you're going to end up seeing a shift to a younger, cheaper roster. So those players are going to have to worry about themselves, and they're not going to have the ability to focus on whatever the quarterback situation is, at least immediately. Look, this is why if they go, let's say, to hire Brian Daboll, who's the offensive coordinator for the Bills, okay? Their instant thing is, well, look at what Daboll did with Josh Allen. And they're similar types of quarterbacks, the Wentz and everything. But Josh Allen's a different type of animal in a sense where Josh Allen hasn't had that major injury that Wentz has had. Josh Allen's style is a little more running than Wentz is. If that's the case, you may have a – you're right. The quarterback could set up the head coach to fail, because the quarterback's a little bit pigheaded on what he wants to do.
That's the pigheaded is the word. Kev, last thing. No one else can answer this better than you because you cover the Phillies too. Which organization is more dysfunctional? Eagles, Phillies.
It's the Eagles right now. It's not even close.
John Middleton, congratulations. You're not in last place. In other words, it's the Eagles because of what you heard from Lurie? Is that what you're telling me?
Because, yeah, mainly because of that and because Howie, they have buried themselves in such a situation where their drafts are so poor and their salary cap situation is so dire at this point. They're buried here for, I think we're looking at a 3 or 4 year rebuild, at least.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Kevin Cooney. Kev, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, there's some great insights from him. Let's go back to the board. Mike's on the line from Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Ange?
What's on your mind today, Michael?
You know, I got to disagree with your boss. I listened to him last night, and he thought the Sixers made a mistake by not trading for Harding.
Spike Eskin said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted Harding.
Boy, he got a lot of airtime yesterday.
He was on again last night. A little longer.
Yeah, why doesn't he sleep a little bit? All right, so, Mike, he wanted the Harding deal. What was he giving up?
He was giving up Maxey.
No!
He was giving up, yes.
No!
And then
he's, no!
I
love Maxey!
I actually called him on it. And he said, you know what? He said, it's just first love for you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's ironic. I'm doing love at first sight today. So I'm going to tell you something, Mike. I think this is actually true. If you went to the fans and said, you got to give up either Ben or Maxey, don't you think more people would give up Ben?
Sure.
Isn't that amazing?
Without a doubt.
Ben is supposed to be one of the major foundation blocks for this team. And I've seen already, I know Maxey's better.
It's interesting that, according to Mark Spears of ESPN, Ben was ecstatic to not be traded.
No, I know he was. But when Ben was ecstatic, but in a really cool, low-key way, because he's Ben. I don't, Mike, honestly, the minute I heard Maxey's name, I said, no, I do not want that. And I think we've got one of the all-time sports train wrecks up the road in Brooklyn. Because I have never seen more unmanageable people than Kyrie Irving and James Harden, and they got them together.
They don't know when he's coming back.
They don't know if he's coming back. No, it's Mike, it's fine. The way it is, fine. The Sixers have a really solid team. The pieces fit. They got a good coach. They got a good director of basketball operations.
The Sixers can still make a move.
They're better off.
I wouldn't have a problem trading for Bradley Beal.
Spike
That's
Eskin,
who I want.
Spike Eskin should worry more about Joe the camera than he should about James Harden. That's what I got to say. Mike, give me somebody in sports Philadelphia you fell in love with.
Allen Iverson.
Iverson for sure. I can even remember the moment when my heart began to flutter. He's lined up at the key. Guarding him is the god, Michael Jordan. And Allen puts a move on him, crosses him over, and scores. And I believe Jordan broke both ankles on the play. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. In fact, I got to tell you one thing, a little TV note for you, because, you know, that Jordan documentary went through the roof. There's a good one out right now.
What is it?
They're halfway through it on HBO, on Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And they got all the old footage when he became this icon. He was a great golfer. And now part two, Al, is when he smashes into the tree on Thanksgiving and all that stuff's going on. This is the second part's where all the dirt comes in.
Oh, I bet you can't wait.
Sunday night at 9. Don't miss it. 215-592-9494. Awkwardness right ahead. I'm going to play for you when we come back. The reaction live. Yesterday at WFA at a sister station, Evan Roberts, Craig Cottenow, when James Harden was traded to the Brooklyn Nets. In the middle of their tirade, they did not like the trade. They brought up the name of Billy King. And then Billy will be on to address the fact that he is now relevant again in the Brooklyn Nets family. 215-592-9494. Jump on. Also, what do? You're eligible now for the vaccine. How do you get it? Can somebody help me with that? I need to know. I could get it today if I could get an appointment.
Just call, make an appointment. Easy.
I don't think you can get an appointment. 215-592-9494. WIP. No, I don't want to do that. It's not my style.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My style is understanding how to get it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Shut up. WIP Sports Time 760.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.